Today's podcast is sponsored by Simply Safe. Now, when it comes to protecting the ones you love, I'm sure we can all agree, nothing is more important than your family's safety. And we talk about a lot of crazy news stories on this podcast. And so the best way to keep all of the crazy out there on News AF and not anywhere near you is with a home security system. And that's where Simply Safe comes in, because Simply Safe is a security arsenal expertly engineered to protect each access point of your home. But what's great about Simply Safe is that not only do they provide outstanding security, they do it for you if you're on a budget without charging you an arm and a leg. They've got 24/7 monitoring for just $14.99 a month. No hidden fees, no gotchas. That's it. You can set up the system yourself in under an hour and save hundreds on installation fees. You don't have to drill holes in your walls or do any damage to your house to install the system. Simply Safe is designed so you can easily blanket your home in professional protection. If I can do it, you can do it. No long-term contracts either. Simply Safe will never lock you in because they earn your business every single day. So to find out why millions of Americans trust Simply Safe to protect their loved ones, go to simplysafe.com/dad now. If you order today, you'll get an extra 10% off plus a free keychain remote and free shipping. That's at simplysafe.com/dad. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories from the week of Tuesday, July 25th, 2017, here on News AF. If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Chickity check.
Actual, factual news. Yes, that's right, News AF back here once again to talk about all the stories that you've been sharing with us here in our Group AF group and here on the podcast. So many different stories to talk about here as we are officially today 1 month away from News AF number 100 at RahapCon, Tyson Apostle.
Oh, exactly 1 month?
Yeah.
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 I'm pretty excited.
August 25th and 26th in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah. Danny texts me almost every day and tells me how excited he is, but he doesn't show his excitement.
Doesn't show it.
No.
Is that true? Is that true, Eye in the Sky, Danny Bryson?
Yeah, it's true that I don't show excitement very well. Every year at Christmas, my parents got me exactly what I asked for, but you never would have known from the look on my face when I opened the present.
Yeah. Tyson, is that a heavy bag behind you in your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A heavy one? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a punching bag.
I didn't even know you. Do you box?
No.
Okay.
I don't box or anything.
Well, why do you have
that? Did you see Bergen and Rich?
Yeah, we did see them.
Yeah. I'm doing this in the living room today because I'm closer to my Wi-Fi, so I'm hoping that
I think you say because you're closer to your wife, I thought you were saying.
I am closer to my wife, too. Yeah, I got to be close to her when I do this.
So
that is a punching bag. Rachel got me that for Christmas. We don't have a place for it because our apartment's too small.
But do you go and you beat that thing up?
No.
Yeah.
You can't really.
Only when other people come to my house and are like, hey, is that a punching bag? Can I punch it? I was like, yeah, do you want to see how hard I can punch? So then I impress them with how hard I can punch. Danny, did I already impress you with how hard I could punch?
No, but I want the extra special treatment. I want you to do a spin kick into that thing.
Oh.
When I come over next.
I might hit the frame of it and then kick metal.
Well, whatever it is, I think it'll be more entertaining than a punch. Although you could break your wrist, too, just punching it.
So what do you do? Is this like a stress release, or were you going to box it?
I wasn't going to do any of that. Rachel got it for me for Christmas.
But did you want it, or it was just like a unwanted gift?
It was a surprise.
In this case, Tyson, the look on your face matched how you felt inside when you opened up that present.
Yeah. No, I liked the present, and I think if we had a mansion with a gym space in it, it would be perfect. But here it's just taking up room in my living room.
It's taking up room.
Maybe this is just kind of like hint, hint, time to get a mansion.
It definitely is.
Very subtle hints.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is time to get a mansion.
So, Tyson, one time I told Nicole I wanted to pursue boxing. I wanted to get boxing lessons, and she got that for me for Christmas and boxing gloves, but then I never went.
Uh-huh. See?
Mm-hmm. So I can relate to this story of aspiring boxing visions.
I thought you guys couldn't see, because that see how that punching bag is out of my
I can see it in the preview, and then I can go full frame on it if
oh, so that's what you did.
Yes, went full frame there to share it with everybody
to
bring it in. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Were you trying to hide the boxing bag?
I thought it was hidden because I thought, oh, that's going to be weird that I have a boxing bag in my living room.
I'm sorry. I blew it. If you would have given me a memo and said, hey,
that's okay.
Just so you know, don't bring up the heavy bag, I wouldn't have said it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So if you ever come over to my house and are like, ooh, do you work out on that? I'm like, I don't need to because watch how hard I can punch it. Mm-hmm. And then I punch it so hard.
Now, Danny, this past week I got to be a guest on the Adam Carolla podcast, and I went out to his studio last Tuesday, and I got a note from a couple of different people about the Adam Carolla podcast that I was on, where one of the people that's on the show, Bald Brian, have you listened to this podcast?
No, Bald Brian's podcast?
No, Bald Brian is a contributor on the Adam Carolla podcast.
Carolla. I listened to Carolla a long time ago.
Yeah, he does all the sound effects. Okay. And people said, hey, that Bald Brian is an exact voice double for Danny Bryson.
So if I die right away, you've got a replacement. That's nice to know.
Yeah. Tyson, have you ever listened to the Adam Carolla podcast?
No, I was going to listen to it with you but then I didn't yet.
Okay, wow.
You guys were going to listen to it together on FaceTime?
No.
We could do that.
We could.
But
do you want
Danny,
to?
What you should be doing is angling for if Bald Brian ever, you know, leaves the show or retires or gets fired, you could step right in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they do this in like these animated movies.
Bald Brian or Fat Voice Danny.
Right. Well, you could just be playing Bald Brian. Like, I watch these Lego movies of like Lego Star Wars, and they have like a, you know, Harrison Ford sound alike. They don't have the real Harrison Ford.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And my fee's almost $0, so that's pretty easy. I can step in quickly.
All right. So there could be a new line of work for you. All right. I mentioned RahapCon 1 month away. You can find out ticket information at RahapCon.com. Very excited. We need some ideas for News AF 100 as well, Tyson.
Okay. What kind of ideas do we need?
Well, could we bring the heavy bag out?
Yeah, we can bring the heavy bag
out. Do a demonstration.
Danny and Ollie are going to play the intro live, the music. They're going to play the intro music live.
Yes.
And then we're going to play the bolt hole song live when it comes time for that.
Danny was going to eat a ghost pepper, right?
Yeah, oh, Danny was going to eat a ghost pepper on stage.
I've seen enough videos on Instagram and other social media sites about people eating ghost peppers, and it looks like you're just asking for days of pain.
I ate a ghost pepper that was baked into a pizza.
Okay, that doesn't sound as bad. It's just eating a straight-up ghost pepper.
Yeah, but I had the fever the next day, but I don't know if it was from the ghost pepper or if I was just feeling sick.
Is there such a thing as a ghost pepper cleanse?
Yeah, dude, I'm sure there is. There's all types
of
cleanses.
I bet you it cleans a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if Gwyneth Paltrow can get on.
Yeah. If she creates a ghost pepper cleanse, you know it's going to have to be more creative than just eat a ghost pepper. It's going to be like insert into certain orifices. It's not going to be normal.
All right. Speaking of inserting things, let's talk about our top story at this hour. This is some huge news that was sent to us about employee microchips, and it has been long talked about in science fiction, this idea of people getting microchips implanted into their body. Well, it's finally happening, and I guess the first microchips are coming in Wisconsin, where a company is implanting microchips in its employees. And while it might sound somewhat nefarious, Tyson, upon further review, that the biggest selling point about the reason why this company wants its employees to get microchips is that they will be able to purchase snacks in the break room without having to take money out for vending machines.
And they'll be able to open the door.
Yes.
It says.
So basically, instead of having a key card that you have to have or a wallet, you could just get a microchip implanted into your hand.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
So here's what's going to happen. And this is purely from watching a bunch of movies. Murder one of the employees, drag their corpse, unlock the door, drag their corpse to the snack room, pig
free snacks.
Out.
Yeah, free snacks. Free snacks. All the snacks that you want.
Yeah.
Tyson, you don't have to murder them. Just give them
drug
whatever,
them.
Like roofie them, cut their hand off.
Danny, where do you get roofies?
From Bill Cosby. And
okay.
Then cut his hand off,
allegedly.
Cauterize it, and then just use his hand. You don't have to kill him. That's not necessary.
Well, or you could even chop the hand off, I bet.
Hmm. Yeah, with a samurai sword. Did you guys hear about where this is injected?
Into your hand, right?
Yeah, between your thumb and index finger.
Mm-hmm.
That soft part right there?
Right.
Yeah,
like,
that soft part. It's kind of a useless part, isn't it?
Yeah, that's perfect for a microchip. It was nature's mm-hmm. microchip holder.
I can think of a couple.
When we were amphibians, was more webbed for us to go swimming faster. But now that we're not amphibians, we don't need that part
anymore.
I feel
like the butt cheek might be a good place for a chip, too.
Well, it depends how sensitive it is. I mean, I think if you have to, like, scoot your butt to the scanner, that's not going to work.
But we could adjust all the scanners to be butt height.
Butt height. Okay.
Because there's lots of meat in the butt, and it feels like you could put a microchip in there, and it wouldn't really annoy you at all. But in your hand, I mean, you're using your hand all the time to grip things, and if you did to the side of the butt, I mean, how often does the side of your butt get contact with anything?
Well, a lot for me, but, you know, I'm not the average person.
Okay.
Yeah. So
walk us through this, Rob.
Okay, so the name of the company is Three Square Market, and I'm not sure exactly what they do, that they are a company. I'm trying to get the exact nature of their business. So it's sort of like the snake is eating its own tail. This company is a self-checkout convenience store in your break room. So I'm a little confused about how is the company makes this, and then they're making their employees also do this, that they are the company that makes this and are making the employees do it, Tyson? Do I have this right? Does that sound right?
That sounds right to me, but I don't know. I feel like they just want to – they for some reason, this company is like, let's be on the forefront of technology this one time, and
mm-hmm.
this is the future.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we're going to do this microchip thing, and then everybody's going to look to us, and then – 30 years down the road when everybody has 60 different microchips inside them, we'll have been first.
Right. Danny, to me, I get the idea of, okay, instead of Apple Pay, I'm going to have a microchip in my hand and I can just go to Trader Joe's, boop, and then pay. I don't have to take out my wallet. I don't have to, does that have a chip? Don't swipe it. That's terrible. I'm fine with that. But a microchip just to use the break room vending machine. This seems like this is not a universal microchip that will work other places besides the break room. How many pretzels do I need?
It's just the beginning, Rob. It has to start somewhere, and it probably has to start small. So the break room.
Well, do they have the cookies with the big pink frostings?
No, the cookies are every other vending machine that you've ever been to. It knows that as soon as you walk up, Tyson, you have to turn off your cookies on your microchip.
Mm.
If you want chips.
Turn all the cookies off.
Right. This is very confusing that you need the chip to buy chips. Got to turn off the cookies to buy cookies, Danny.
Okay.
Well, this is the future. If you can't embrace it, then you have no place in the world of tomorrow.
Well, do I need a microchip for every single store? Do I need a Target microchip? Do I need
Whole
Foods microchip?
There's going to be one microchip to rule them all.
That's right. I would wait. I would wait to get a microchip. I'm not going to get it for my company's break room.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but you can always get that one sucked out and put a new one in.
Yeah. Or just leave it in. It'll be like a time capsule. When they dig up your body 500 years from now, they'll be like, oh, remember this? The very first snack room chip ever to be inserted.
Danny, you want to have a hand like one of these George Costanza wallets just filled with all these microchips that you don't need? Oh, that was my Subway microchip. That was my Pizza Hut microchip.
So what you're saying is instead of getting all those cards that get you points at places, you're going to have microchips that get you points. So, sir, would you please put your hand on the scanner to get your Subway points?
I don't know if I could fit in any more chips in my hand. I guess you could do some in the left hand, some in the right hand. Like, oh, which hand is it?
Yeah.
This seems very confusing. And
all the way up your arm.
All the way up your arm, everywhere. And it's here's where it gets even crazier. You have to pay money to get this done, Tyson. You have to pay $300 if you want this.
You're going to look like that lizard man eventually that has all those things underneath his skin to make it look like he has horns and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love
or
that
you're
guy.
Or you look like that guy who has that thing attached to his head that goes out and gives him like a seventh sense. Have you ever seen that guy? He had this I don't even know what it does, but this thing implanted into his brain that hangs out over his face. If you haven't heard about it, go check it out. But that's the future.
And what's it do?
I don't actually know. It's been a while since I've read about him. But he was
we
kind
need
of
an update. We need an update on that guy. If people could send us in.
He's a special man. And he's the future, but he's been ahead of his time by like 10 years.
Okay. So they're really trying to make the break room microchip happen to the point where we even have a celebrity spokesperson for the microchip. This is a news report from the local Channel 5 news in Wisconsin.
Employees here aren't required to get the chip. One of the ones choosing to do so, however, just so happens to be former North Star player and current Edina hockey coach, Kurt Giles.
Okay, Kurt Giles. On top of this, that you can only use it at the break room for where you work. I mean, if you switch jobs, do they take it back? Do you have to turn in your break room microchip?
You maybe or maybe they just like cancel it somehow so that you can't use it there. Like you inactivate it, and then you can activate it when the future and when all vending machines have that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, this is not that great of a vending machine. It's just snacks. It's not even like a buffet lunch or anything.
Man, why would you get that?
I don't know.
Because you're bored. Your life is boring.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, I'm going to put this sensor in to spice things up.
Well,
what if we find out that like in a couple years the company was trying to take over the bodies of the people who had the microchips, so all these people are smashing their hands with rocks to try and smash the microchip.
Right. It's a bit of the Black Mirror nightmare scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We had talked about a couple of weeks ago that Michael Phelps was going to be racing a shark on TV, and people were pretty hyped for this, Danny.
Yeah. But who predicted how it would go down?
Yeah, I was going to say only people who can't engage in critical thinking were excited.
All right, well, Phelps versus the shark went down, and it was unsatisfying on every level because the Discovery Channel had Phelps racing a computer simulation of a shark for Shark Week.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, I think, exactly what we said would happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only way that Michael Phelps was going to win is if they had a computer-generated shark. So he did win then.
Right. This just seems so uninteresting. If you had the computer-generated version of the shark, I mean, I feel like that. Could we have had Phelps be racing anything more interesting, Tyson?
Yeah. Then we could have had him be racing like a prehistoric, what are those giant sharks called that Rupert?
What about the Loch Ness monster?
What about a slime eel?
The Loch Ness monster.
Yeah.
A slime eel. I was thinking of a mega shark.
Mega shark. Sure.
Yeah.
Speedboat, David Baltazar is saying. What about Aquaman?
A megalodon. Yeah.
That's good.
Aquaman. He could have been racing Aquaman.
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Oh, just a mermaid. Not even Mermaid Man.
Mermaid Man, Barnacle Boy.
Yeah. I mean, a mermaid blindfolded. I mean, you could have had all these other things that maybe were more interesting than a shark.
Yeah. You could have raced the Kraken.
Yeah, the Kraken. What about Nemo and Dory? That would have brought the kids in.
That would have gotten all the kids. Bergen would have loved that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And on top of that, he lost. He didn't even beat the shark. So
yeah, we all knew that would happen.
Yeah, but if Animal Planet or whoever is making this computer animated shark, why not let Phelps win? Prove to all that the human race is
superior.
Like
the shark cramps up because it didn't wait 45 minutes.
Tortoise in the hair. Yeah. I think they should have gone in the other direction. I think if you're going to have a computer generated shark, should have had computer generated Phelps. And I think computer generated shark should have eaten Phelps at the end of the race, Sharknado style, Danny.
Oh, that would have been rad.
Yeah, and be like, this is actually what would have happened.
Here's what would have happened. Chomp. So, and then Phelps would be like, ah, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And then the shark like spits out his medals at the end. I feel like that would have been more exciting.
That would have been a lot more.
They should
exciting.
Have just had the shark bite him, like probably two strokes into the race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Phelps comes out crying. And that would have been a lot better. But unfortunately, that was not what we saw on the Discovery Channel. Danny, do you follow Shark Week?
No, I feel like there's so much hype for Shark Week that I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. Tyson, do you get into Shark Week hype?
I try to, but then there's too many shows, and a lot of them are just replays from seasons past. So you can't keep up with it. It's too much now.
Yeah, and you too love looking at underwater marine life, and
yes.
They can't even hook you on Shark Week.
No.
So I don't know. Okay. Well, this rating stunt did not work out of trying to have Phelps come in. And so if you're going to have like throw different celebrities and have them eaten by sharks, even if it's computer generated, I think that's sort of like take a cue from Sharknado. But this is racing sharks, not going to fly Discovery.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this story sent to us by Stephanie Bourgeois about how the next Windows update, Danny, you're a big Windows guy, right?
I don't have a single device in my house that runs on Windows.
He loves Windows.
Yeah, as you can tell.
So the next Windows update coming in the fall is officially going to bring to an end the beloved computer program MS Paint. It's going down, Danny.
So sad.
Oh, that's how Danny does all of his artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah. MS Paint. I don't even know what MS Paint is.
Microsoft
Paint. I probably
Paint.
Used it, though.
Yeah.
You've definitely used it. Do you remember, like, in elementary school when you had to take the mouse and drag it around and it would color? That was MS Paint, and you could choose between spray paint style or just regular line drawing.
No, I think that I've used it at some point in my life. I mean, 32 years that it's been around. I'm sure I've used it in high school, but I just don't have any memory of using it, and I don't have any kind of emotional attachment to it. So let it die. It should have raced the shark.
Yeah. MS Paint, I think, was the Etch-a-Sketch of a generation, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Of Generation X?
Of Generation X, and Millennials, I think, as well.
Okay.
Then a new generation, they'll have something. They'll have like Photoshop or something like that, or sell like Instagram filters.
Yeah. What do you guys have? Some kind of fond nostalgic memory of MS Paint?
Yeah, I think that it was one of the few programs that came with a computer. I mean, that if you were like me and my family, we got our first personal computer in, I think it was like 1994. There weren't that many things you could do with it, especially you didn't have the internet. And so there were like a bunch of CDs that were like encyclopedias that came with the computer.
Oh,
and,
I kind of remember those.
And there was MS Paint. Those were the things that you could do. And then you had to go out and buy like video games or something like that. But it wasn't like that you could just you get a computer now and the world is your oyster. Yeah, and Solitaire. Thank you, Lancelot, for adding that. And those were the three
Solitaire.
Things you could do. You could make
a picture. My mom would stay up forever playing Solitaire.
You could play Solitaire, or you can like read the encyclopedia and watch like postage stamp videos of like the Hindenburg.
Those were the good old days.
right, of like old news clips of like or Saturn.
Minesweeper was on there too.
That's true. So very sad. MS Paint is going away. Should we have any MS Paint News AF inspired drawings come in? Can we show them next week?
Yeah. I think that's a worthy send off.
If anybody is so inspired, we will show all of your MS Paint News AF drawings next week. All right. Speaking of Lancelot, a story came in to us that he sent about a 22-year-old in Oregon named Felony, F-E-L-L-O-N-Y, who was chased by police this week after being accused of several felonies, including kidnapping and possession of a stolen vehicle. All right, Danny, we've had this debate before. Nature or nurture? When you name your kid Felony Hudson, did you send him off into this life of crime?
No.
Should they have named him Misdemeanor?
Or Hot Felon.
Hot Felon. That would have been better.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't think that
Hot
it
Felon
determines.
Really would have been nice.
I swear Malcolm Gladwell writes about this, about what's in a name.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it shows that it doesn't really matter what your name is.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
No.
That's what
I saw a TV show that the guys of Freakonomics did.
That's okay. Freakonomics. It was Freakonomics.
Okay, that's
then.
Not Malcolm Gladwell.
No, it's not. But
and they did say they did say that to a certain degree it does.
Okay.
No.
So they said the trendy names are so at first the wealthy upper class starts getting on a name.
Right.
And then it trickles down over the years to the other classes. So when you're named Amanda in like 1970, that was kind of cool and at the forefront. And then by the time you're meeting Amandas, you know, that are that's not a good Amanda's maybe not.
Right.
But in that same book,
like
this is
Trixie. Maybe Trixie is a better one.
Right.
In that same book, I think he tells a story about two kids. One was named, and I don't remember the names, but let's just say Crap, and the other one was named Awesome. And I think in the book, Crap makes a career and has a life, whereas Awesome goes in the toilet.
Ironically, Crap goes in the toilet.
I know,
yeah,
that's
I think
what I'm saying.
Personally,
is that the names did not determine the outcome.
That didn't determine the outcome of them personally inside, but from the exterior looking in, there is definitely some, like if you're named Trixie in the 70s, that's okay. But then you show up to 2010 and it's like the only Trixies you know are at the Spearmint Rhino.
Right.
So that's like,
yeah, if your name starts with like, if you're like Candy with a K or Chrissy with a K, you're probably going to be a stripper or work at Hooters. I think there is some
although
fruit.
I don't believe that most strippers use their given name. I believe that most strippers have an adopted stripper name.
So they've adopted the
right.
K as a kind of a sign that they're a stripper or they work at Hooters.
Right.
Like they
but it doesn't necessarily define who you are, but certain sasses are popularizing names on a given timeline. And so like where once you would have a bunch of respect for someone named that because, you know, they came from a wealthy family and were successful themselves because they had a leg up on everybody. And then 20 years later, these youngsters that are being named this, it's just the common name. And so, yeah.
Look, if I met Felony Hudson, the guy in this story,
I
don't think anything about his name.
Hmm.
The only reason I now connect it to a felony is because I've heard the story. But if I met him at work or something, I would just be like, oh, that's an interesting name. I would think, oh, this guy's probably going to become a felon because his name sounds like felon.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I hear names like that, I would be like, it has some flow to it. Like, I can see why his parents would be like, felony sounds like it's like not a bad word flow-wise, so it could be a name.
Yeah. So Felony Hudson had four previous felons or felonies, and that's why he was under the police surveillance. So should he have gone by a shorter name? Like if he just went by like Fellow, would that
Felon?
Fellow or Fell.
Yeah.
Fell Hudson actually sounds pretty cool.
Right. Now, in modern society, where going back to this, I believe it was Malcolm Gladwell who talked about this Tyson was bringing up that. So let's leave the strippers out of it, but it's sort of like the upper class and lower class, where these upper class names eventually trickle down to be lower class names after a generation. Now I feel like that people are just coming up with these names off the board that are just sort of like random objects, Tyson. Do you feel like that this Malcolm Gladwell theory is still in play?
Yes. So what's going to happen is when you come up with these wacky names, when the upper class comes up with these wacky names, the ones that are really catchy will catch on and trickle down to the lower classes as people are trying to mimic style or whatever they're trying to accomplish with naming their kids after these. The only way to stop that, not always,
is to let the internet name everybody's child.
Yes.
Because then there's kind of like an equality in naming.
Or that girl that used to write the passwords for everybody, where you could pay $2 to get a completely random password. She can do a completely random series of letters.
Should it be random, or should she look at the baby and name it?
No, don't look at the baby. Just name it.
Completely random.
That's the only way to ensure that everybody gets an equal name.
Okay.
Doesn't know anything about the background, and we just get that little girl who generated passwords to now generate names.
Okay. Before we get to the next story, let me talk about a show coming up on A&E, which you should check out. Leah Remini, Scientology, and the Aftermath. Have you guys followed the story of Leah Remini and her battle with Scientology season one?
Yeah, Danny won't shut up about it.
Very dramatic. Very dramatic. Lots of interesting details.
Did you actually follow anything about her?
I have. I've kind of followed her story as she's come up in the news and as she's talked about leaving Scientology. I thought it was interesting.
Well, she's the one that was on King of Queens?
She was on King of Queens, and then she was a Scientologist for all these years, and then she left, and then she has a reality show that sort of follows her around. Afterwards, season two kicks off on A&E on August 15th. Leah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath, follows Leah along with high-level former Scientology executives and church members as they delve into the shocking stories of abuse, heartbreak, and harassment experienced by those who left the church or spoken publicly about their experience. I hope they don't come after us for talking about this.
Yeah, do not.
Yeah, it seems like they're pretty aggressive against people who come out against them.
You could watch the first season of Leah Remini, Scientology, and the Aftermath online, on demand, or on the A&E app. And people love seeing Leah Remini standing up to the Scientologists.
She kind of played a like the kind of aggressive person on King of Queens.
Yeah.
So I imagine that, she definitely wore the pants.
Well, I really liked her on Saved by the Bell, the summer season, when she played Stacy Carosi. And she stood up to her dad, Mr. Carosi.
I did not know that.
She was on Saved by the Bell. Check that out. Leah Remini, Scientology in the Aftermath, season two on A&E. This is a story that comes to us from China about a mall is introducing something that they're calling husband pods, which sounds terrifying. And it is for men to use while their wives shop. A husband pod is made of glass and is free, which features a comfy chair and a series of 90s video games to play on a computer to keep the men entertained. Well, why didn't they just have MS Paint put on that computer? They could have saved some money.
I love this idea.
They can't do that because that's getting canceled.
Yeah.
Danny, if you're in one of these, if you're in one of these pods, you can smoke your cigarettes without offending anyone.
As long as this pod is cleaned every day thoroughly, I am totally for this pod. Maybe it should have like a self-cleanse, like when the guy gets out, it's like some kind of like antibacterial mist that's sprayed over
the Japanese toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only way I could get behind this because I don't know what it is about shopping. I can go out into the wilderness and walk for many, many miles. But when I go to the mall, it hurts so bad to go just to a couple stores.
Yeah.
Like I'm done.
How often do you need to accompany Mrs. Bryson to go shopping?
Not very often because I would rather watch the kids, and this is saying a lot, than go to the mall.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last time that I had to do something like that.
It's horrible. This is why God invented Amazon.
Yeah,
because now I can get everything sent to my house, and I don't need to sit in a man pod.
Tyson needs a husband pod with a heavy bag in it.
They should move husband pods into the house.
Yeah,
I mean this is just the beginning. It starts at the mall. And then maybe it goes to, you know, the airport.
Right.
And then hopefully it makes its way to the home.
But why in 2017 do we need the husband pod? I get the idea of the husband pod in 1998. I'm in the mall. There's nothing to do. Here's a video game console. I can sit in it. Nobody can bother me. I have my phone. Just leave me alone. I don't need a husband pod.
Unless you want to smoke cigarettes.
Is that what it's for? To smoke
in there?
The
Chinese like to smoke.
I think it would contain the smoke in there, and then it would be okay for everybody. So you know how you're always like, oh, when Nicole's shopping, I just want to
smoke
like a pack. Yeah, smoke a quick pack.
Here's the problem, Rob, is that some stores do not have adequate seating. for husbands. Like, I have considered laying down in a pile of folded pants because there were no seats available in the store where my wife was shopping. Well, I mean, a lot of the stores you go to, I want to say, like, let's say Forever 21, right?
Yeah, that has no seating. Neither.
That has no seating. Anthropology has no seating.
Except for the couches they're trying to sell.
Yeah, and then sometimes you go to a mall and all the seats are taken up, and the ones that aren't taken up are right next to another tired-looking husband.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit next to him. So the pod would isolate me from contact with other people and give me a place to sit.
You know who has adequate seating? IKEA.
Who? Well, they have to.
Yeah.
They have their stores seating.
That's what I'm saying. You could sit. You could sleep. You could probably hide in a closet somewhere. And there's a lot of stuff you could do at IKEA.
Yeah.
I just wish that there was a pod you could go into and it would just knock you out. And then when your wife was done, she would come and use her microchip in her hand, scan the thing, and release me from my pod.
No, then you're all of a sudden like the movie Click, where there's all these memories you don't remember because you forgot 90% of your life, which was following your wife around at the mall.
Oh my gosh, trying to pretend like you care about the clothing.
Yeah.
That's like the hardest thing in the world. I would rather do complex math than give my opinion about clothing.
Danny, so you'd like some sort of a nap pod? There should be like some sort of like a nap store in the mall where it's almost like just like coffins that you go in and you can just take
raise
a nap.
Raise the oxygen level.
Yeah, sure. I just want to get knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, even if I'm in the pod, she's probably still going to harass me about the mall things.
Yeah, she'll come and knock on it and be like, Danny, how does this look? And you're like, can't you see I'm in the pod?
What do I know about women's looks? Why are you asking me? Okay.
Soundproof pod that isn't glass, so they can't see in. But then, now what you're going to have is a bunch of ejaculate all over that.
No,
That is just too risky. It's like that. They have toilets every now and then. You read about a toilet where it has only one-way glass, so the guy could take a crap on
while watching you in the face.
While watching pedestrians walk by.
And they're
like,
the pedestrians.
Just a bad idea.
And the pedestrians look in the glass to, like, you know, pick a zit or something. And you're like, they're looking at me right now. Yeah. I've been
that's
to one of those,
for
but it
very
was a
special
urinal.
Person.
I've been to a urinal idea. Like that.
Yikes. Okay. Let's. If anybody visits the husband pod, let us know how that experience went. This is a story sent to us by Luis Gutierrez about an order to combat sexual harassment. Also in China, women have taken to purchasing an anti-pervert flamethrower to ward off unwanted advances.
When I saw this, I wanted one so bad.
Okay.
I was like, flamethrower, I need one.
So is this what you do where you're visiting, you're shopping in China with Rachel? You're like, okay, Rachel, well, I'm going to go off to the husband pod. You go shopping, but here, just in case any perverts come around, here's this personal flamethrower.
Yeah. Here's my marriage certificate to prove that I'm a husband so I can get in this pod.
Mm-hmm.
But then out of the corner of my eye at the kiosk, because they don't make enough money to be a real store, there's a kiosk that's like, oh, hey, we have these flamethrowers and we'll even engrave them with your – we won't engrave them, but if you find one that has your initials on it, that's for you.
Yes.
And you buy it and it's awesome.
It just doesn't seem fair. This advertisement for the flamethrower shows a very seductive woman,
mm-hmm.
as if she's luring men into the fire, right?
Right.
Like intentionally drawing
like
these
moths
men
to a flame.
That's the
Danny.
Problem. That's the problem, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she's dressed a certain way doesn't mean you can sexually assault her.
Right.
Well, tell that to my hormones.
Right, that she's you think this is entrapment, Danny, where she's trying to
a fiery entrapment.
She's trying to seduce you only to whip out her Darth Maul flamethrower.
But if you ask her if
you
she's
have
a cop, she
is that
has
China
to tell you if she
has
is.
A shortage of women due to their one child policy. So you have, I think I've read, millions of men who have no chance of ever getting married, but they definitely now have a chance of being burned severely. So it's like, why are we, I get it. That's why they're being harassed so much. They're a rare commodity. They're like a diamond. And so they've got these flamethrowers because they're just fighting off suitors. We've read lots of dating stories from China where men have gone out of their way. Remember that guy who built a collage. What did he do in his apartment? Then when he finally showed the girl who lived in the apartment next to him what he had built, she was horrified.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you she wishes she had this flamethrower.
Well, this seems like a very bad idea then to hang out in the husband pod while your wife is walking around the mall.
Yeah. I mean, it might be better if the pod followed the woman around, yeah, like on a leash.
No, it was it had the same thing that those drones have to avoid trees and stuff when they drive. And then it just follows, it tracks her and just drives with cameras like a Tesla would do. So it's what's that called where you follow the bumper of the car in front of you? Cruise control, adaptive cruise control.
Whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. Active cruise control, whatever.
Yeah. Now, these seem like they're very cheap also, that they're going for between $13 and $40. And they have flames that can reach up to 3,300 degrees and extend nearly 20 feet.
Oh, I have a story for us for next week.
So you can smelt some iron.
I have a story for us next week.
Yes.
Flamethrowers in China explode in consumers' hands.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's the hoverboard of personal defense.
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah. I mean, why is the flamethrower more advantageous than any other thing like a gun or mace or anything, Danny?
Okay, here's the problem with
the
gun.
It's more
fun. It's hard to be accurate with a gun when you're terrified, I'm sure. The mace could come back and get you, right? With a strong breeze, you could blow. Right now, you're easy prey. But the flamethrower, first of all, fire's pretty rad. That's the 14-year-old me saying that. Who doesn't want to have a device that shoots fire? Plus, it's terrifying. Nobody wants to be burned. We learned that from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You know, the Hound is terrified of fire, and that's for a good reason. We're all terrified of fire. And if I saw a flamethrower, I'd be like, never mind, I don't want your number.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's terrifying. And I bet you it has a roaring sound. I bet it comes out like, you know, probably terrifying all around.
Does it need to be such a big flamethrower, Tyson?
Yeah, the bigger the better, because that's more fun. You don't want to shoot a little creme brulee sugar melter at somebody. That's not gonna impress anybody.
Yeah, but you know, even with the creme brulee cigar lighter, I feel like you get somebody, they're gonna be like, ow.
Yeah, they will be like, ow, but then they'll just knock it out of your hand.
You don't want to accidentally set. Yeah, you don't want to accidentally set this off in your pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably as dangerous as that Samsung phone. So, I mean, it's probably not that dangerous.
Airplanes might actually let you fly with this, but they will not let you fly with the Samsung phone.
Yeah. Okay, this is a very unique story that was from the Daily Mail about that there is a couple who says that they have such a unique relationship that they claim that they are able to reach orgasm just by hugging. They could
The flamethrower makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
The kind of guy you need the flamethrower for.
Yeah, okay. Or woman. I hugged Danny one time on his wedding night, Rob.
Yes.
And Danny was like, don't do that again, Tyson. And now he won't let me hug him.
Yeah.
So now you've got some suspicions here, right, Tyson?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Major
suspicions. First of all, it made it sound like you hugged me on my wedding night.
I did.
I mean, that sounds kind of like you were there.
While you were consummating the marriage, giving you pointers.
Exactly.
No, Danny, not in the belly button. Not in the belly button, Danny.
No.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Tyson, I'm sure that these people have spent hours and hours training their bodies to become the ultimate accidental discharge, because it just sounds like they're super sensitive, and that's nothing to brag about. If the very first moment you make physical contact, you've orgasmed, well, then you have the most disappointed partner in the world.
This is what I would do. If I knew who these people were, I would surprise hug them all the time. Just be like, gotcha.
Well, their names are Melanie and Scott. They live in Texas.
Where do they live?
And they teach people about Tantra, an ancient yoga-based practice that utilizes sexual energy.
Sting does this.
To help people reach a higher state of consciousness. But, you know, and that's enough about me talking about this. Why don't we hear from Melanie and Scott themselves and hear what they have to say about this practice?
Oh, they're in the studio.
Yes. Here's Melanie and Scott.
Hi, Melanie. I'm Scotty O.
With ecstatic heart.
Scotty O. Now, is that an orgasm reference, Danny?
No. Oh,
did he give himself that nickname? Or did his parents name him Scotty O and sent him on this life like Felony Hudson to go and be the orgasm guy?
He had to fulfill what his parents had
Him. You know what's happening here? This guy suffers from premature, you know.
Ejaculation.
Instead of just dealing, like trying to fix that problem, he just makes it sound, he tells his wife, no, let's just learn how to do this while we hug, because that's how it naturally happened anyway. So rather than solve his problem, he just embraced it.
Okay, well,
he's
literally
claiming that he's better than everybody.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, I can ejaculate in under 5 seconds.
Again, I don't know if there is a
ulterior motive.
No. I don't know if there's bodily fluids involved. This might just be a sensation as opposed to anything that involves secreting anything from within the body. Here is...
So you think there's zero snail trails or secretions?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
We just want to share that there are many ways to orgasm.
Okay.
You don't actually have to be having sex. You can orgasm just from hugging.
Nope, false.
So this is them hugging.
The whole body can be orgasmic. And especially when you start reaching higher states of orgasmic ecstasy, everything can be a trigger for orgasm. The ears, the
everything,
neck, the heart, the boobs, touching your body. Do these people all live up over?
Yeah. Are they breatharians?
Breatharians, yeah. Okay. This is interesting. Again, I feel like expectations weren't being met, then rather than come to terms with the reality, they've created a fantasy world that they currently live in.
Tyson, you could be doing anything.
Well, you have to hug.
Yes. Well, I don't even know if you have to. It seems like that...
Tyson, your fist could orgasm every time you hit that punching bag.
It probably does a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why you wanted it so badly.
Yeah, that's why I can punch so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Melanie and Scott, one more time.
Eating can be orgasmic.
Is that dependent on what you're eating, Danny?
Yeah.
Could you imagine going to a restaurant and hearing that all over the restaurant?
I know Danny, when he orgasms, he sounds exactly like that. But I don't think most people sound like that at all.
Yeah. I don't know what that sound is.
I feel like it's a little, they're overacting.
It sounds like they're receiving a heavy dose of electricity.
They've had an orgasm, and they're like, hey, pretend like you just had an orgasm. That's what it sounds like.
It's their bag of sand moment from the 40-year-old version.
Yeah. All right.
And then they were like, okay, well, we made national news.
Yeah, this is on the same level as the breatharians. It's just these people getting attention for all the wrong reasons and love. I mean, if they have kids, which we're not sure, their kids should be embarrassed by this video of their parents.
I don't think they have kids. I'm not even sure.
Yeah,
if
they don't have kids because they've never had an orgasm or sex.
Yeah. Travis wants to know if you can orgasm doing anything, maybe Danny should try eating the ghost pepper. All right, well, we'll see you at RAFCON.
Orgasming at the same time?
I think we'll be, I don't want to confuse an orgasm with me slowly dying inside.
With your innards burning up.
Shauna says that Danny's eye twitched when he heard that.
Yeah, he
LOL.
Put it to the test and it worked.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Elizabeth is cracking up. Her employee, her coworkers think that she's dying laughing right now. Okay. Well, hopefully that's what they think. They don't think that she's Scott and Melanie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you could probably have an orgasm while laughing.
Rob,
probably.
I would think that would be a natural.
Rob, can you do an impression of Scott and Melanie real quick?
It just sounds like you're on a bumpy road going really fast.
Yeah. That sounded like peak pleasure. Pleasure Town, USA.
Well, yeah, we don't. Now we don't ever need to see a porno with Rob in it because we all have that image in our head now.
Yeah.
All over, eating can be orgasmic.
How can you eat while you're making that sound too? It's like you're just sitting in front of the food, looking at it.
Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us into the Bolt Hall?
I don't know if I can top that, but yes, I will.
Hit it, Rob.
Welcome to my Bolt Hall. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Is that what they should have called the husband pod, the Bolt Hall?
A very sexy seduction.
Yes.
You all right. Feel at- Danny, what's good in the enough. Bolt Hall this week?
Okay, guys, do you remember last week we talked about pranks? I want to start off my our trip to my Bolt Hall with a prank gone wrong. Remember how we – I can't remember what the context was, but we were saying how now you can't trust anything you see or help anyone because it could be a prank.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Or like a hidden camera show or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. So the very next day, there was a story about a guy who did a prank in Norway where he pretended to be killed by a chainsaw in front of his friend.
How?
And his friend blacked out.
That's not a prank gone wrong. That is amazing, dude. Nobody got hurt. The friend like blacks out from the prank, and then he wakes up, and you can still do the prank again because you did. So when he wakes up, you are there with like a fake appendage, like gooing blood all
no,
over.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Tyson,
now,
will you pretend to get attacked at the mall next time Danny goes shopping with his wife so that he can black out and then not have to be awake during the time his wife is shopping?
Yeah, I'll sexually harass somebody so that they flamethrower me.
They flamethrower you. Now, here's the problem, Tyson. Now that I know that people can do pranks with chainsaws, the next time I see a guy accidentally bury a chainsaw into his gut, I'll just be like, nah.
Good prank.
You're not going to get me.
I don't want to be taken on this. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to get
good
me,
good one.
Buddy.
Old prank, bro.
Yeah.
So when you burst up in flames, I'm just going to be like, nice try, Tyson.
Right.
And I'm just going to keep walking. I've been desensitized.
Right.
Do you think that this is the government's way of desensitizing everybody to gore and doom?
It could be. I'm pretty sure we've all been desensitized to gore and doom. Through all the television shows. But now the pranks are making it so we don't even want to help people because we don't want to be caught up in a prank show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was interesting. That came out, like I said, the day right after we talked about it.
Yeah, but what if you're on that Dateline prank show where they go out and see who's actually a good enough Samaritan, where you can tell there's this totally staged thing going on?
Do they
on,
still have that show?
And if you don't step in to help, they belittle you.
Yeah, no, they're really that they shame you on that. It's
they
like,
shame you so
didn't
hard.
You, didn't,
well,
hold on. Let, did you see this
like
person?
Cheaters,
did you see this old person that was that fell down?
Can
why
didn't
you
for
help
a second,
them?
Sir?
Why? What's wrong with you? Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with me. I just don't want to be caught up in a television show.
Yeah, but wouldn't you help this old person that fell on the ground and got run over by a steamroller?
I don't want to be pranked.
That would be the funniest response if you're like, I did not want to get caught up in a TV show. I can see the cameras there. There were cameras there. There's a camera hidden there. I saw a camera over there.
I knew it was perfect. A TV show.
Yeah.
So, guys, that was one Bolt Hall story. I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. So did any of you orgasm at all with that little bit of touching?
I could have if I would have focused myself.
No, then my other story is a woman. Her daughter.
That's what
her daughter
like,
came
right?
to her to say that there was a bug in her room. So she went and she picked up the bug and she put it in her hand and she lit it on fire, which seems a bit
awesome.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the daughter pointed out that there was another bug. And while she was trying to get that bug to light it on fire, she accidentally lit the box spring on fire and burned down the entire apartment complex that she lived in, trying to set a bug on fire.
Was
now,
she using a flamethrower?
I don't think that she was. She was using a Zippo lighter, which can be kind of like a flamethrower, but not enough to fight off a sexual harassment.
What I would like more...
Well, from a bug. Sexual harassment from a bug you could fight off.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, obviously now we know it works.
The story would be better if she lit a bug on fire and then the bug then...
Jumped
on it, like ended up like crawling to a pile
like
of wet...
Like arachnophobia, the
rags.
Spider at the end.
Right.
That he lights on fire and then it keeps running at him.
Right. No, this
By
is a bad
way,
idea.
The problem I have with this story is there's lots of ways to kill bugs. right?
She burned down the whole thing, and you said 17 people died?
No, 17 people are now homeless because she burned down the apartment complex. Why a lighter? I feel like I'm not hearing the whole story, personally. I think that something else happened and that she is using this weird bug excuse. I mean, who's setting a bug on fire in their hand, right? And then it's like, it sparked and caught the box spring on fire. There's lots of options. You have fly swatters, you have shoes, you have tissue paper, you have cups. I don't think most people go straight to the lighter to kill a bug. A bug. It doesn't even say a spider.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and would you want to get close enough to a big spider with a lighter to light it on fire? I don't think, it's not adding up here somewhere. I think we're going to see a story, lady, where this woman gets arrested.
Arson.
And her child gets sent to Child Protective Services.
Yeah, because it turns out she just likes setting things on fire.
Yeah.
Now, if she had tried to set a huntsman spider on fire, I could see that burning down an entire apartment. And I think that maybe huntsman spiders might be the only thing you might want to take care of with a spider because you can't smash it.
Why?
But if you got one of those Chinese flamethrowers, you might be able to. Yeah.
Why can't you smash a huntsman spider?
Haven't you ever seen those videos where people
try to get them? What do you have, a
snow shovel? They're super fast.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
They had them in the Philippines. You can get those things. They are terrifying, though. They are so fast. And they jump at you. To
Holy
escape,
crap.
And you're like, whoa, and then they're gone.
How big is it,
Tyson?
Happened?
I have a picture of one from, they're bigger than your full hand spread it out, but I have a picture of one that I took of one on my wall.
And what about, are they girthy or are they like a daddy long legs?
No, they're not like a daddy long leg. They're in between girth. So they're not as girthy as
medium.
A tarantula. and it's got like six eyes glowing.
Yeah,
that's the stuff of nightmares right
there. Can you draw that in MS Paint for us, Tyson?
Probably.
The
I could probably
way
find
to deal
the picture.
With a spider like that is fire. A strong flame.
Okay.
No, because how would you...
The Lord of Light you need to bring into this.
Here's what we would do, but this is probably now considered animal cruelty. We would take rubbing alcohol. We'd get the huntsman spider. We'd scare it onto the floor somewhere. And then we'd draw a huge circle of rubbing alcohol around the entire spider, getting not close enough to spook it into running again, light the alcohol on fire, and then use the rubbing alcohol to slowly work your way in towards the spider.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Until you lit it on fire.
Yeah.
How do you mean? Horrible for us or horrible for the spider?
for the spider.
What floor were you doing this on?
Cement floors in the Philippines.
Boy.
This lady started a fire with a spark, and here Tyson is using...
Now it's sounding like this story is totally plausible.
It is.
Before I thought that she couldn't... There's no way this woman could do this, but now I'm thinking, why wouldn't she?
Yeah, and it sounds like Tyson got lucky he didn't burn down an entire shanty town in the Philippines.
Hollow block and cement do not burn that easily.
Okay. Mm. Wow. Tyson, this is like a dark story.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
This
was when I was 19. There's
like a gladiator story for the huntsman.
Well, I was a Mormon missionary. When you're a Mormon missionary, you just have to do stuff like this.
You're bored. Very boring.
Yeah.
You can't drink or do anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good stuff. Anything else in the bolt hole, Danny?
The bolt hole's always jammed. It's like overflowing.
Oh, you don't have to tell us.
When do I stop? Right? Yeah. I have to stop. I have to shut it up sometime. I have to just, because I could go on endlessly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't get your bolt hole clogged, Danny. That's the last thing that we need with a big show coming up at RehabCon.
Yeah. But yeah.
Definitely pinch that bolt hole tight until next week.
Yeah.
Guys,
don't let anything fall out.
No, nothing ever comes out. I never leak.
Well, it only goes in.
Yeah. All right. Travis says the ghost peppers will help with that. That's going to completely unclog you.
Oh, dude.
Maybe I'll eat a ghost pepper before our 100th episode and just let it all come out.
I'm so excited to see you eat a ghost pepper.
I will never eat a ghost pepper.
Then why did you tell me and Rob in private that you were going to?
No, I will never eat a ghost pepper.
Okay.
Dude, can you imagine how bad that would burn going in and out?
But have you ever had the ghost pepper chips? I think they're from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's fake news. That
they're
is not
so
a ghost
good.
Pepper chip.
They're so good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get the microchip implanted so I can go purchase a bag of those.
They are so good.
All right. All right. Let's let the hashtags start to pour in for today's excellent edition of News AF. Tyson, should we check the reviews out over on our iTunes page at News?
Yeah, I already have that open up.
Okay.
Whoa. All right. Look at you.
All right.
Mr. Punctuality.
Yeah. I also had a I had someone send me, a Canadian send me one so that I can read the Canadian one.
Yeah.
So I'll just do that instead this time.
Okay.
How's that sound?
This is a Canadian review because iTunes defaults to your country's personal iTunes. Okay.
Correct.
That doesn't seem right.
This is from Robbie Biz, and he says, did you know that you can buy perfume that makes you smell like cats, or that Canadians are masters at massive syrup heists? Neither did I until I watched News AF. Rob Tyson and that other guy, Dan Lembo, do an amazing job covering only the most important actual factual news, and I am jonesing for News AF every week.
Okay.
That is a pretty good name. I like that last name better than my current last name.
Yeah,
Dan Lembo.
It makes me sound like a Lamborghini.
Who is Dan Lembo?
He was on Survivor Nicaragua.
Oh, the old guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a real person? I thought this guy was giving me some sweet
name. Yeah, he's
name.
A real person that was probably in the mafia, like, I don't know, 80 million years ago before he got super old.
How about my name could be Dan Lambo?
Yeah.
Makes me sound
Dan Lambo? Okay.
Well,
Dan
Lambo. You may as well change your first name, too, to be Chaz. Chaz Lamborghini.
Chaz Lambo?
Yeah,
Chaz Lambo.
Okay, I guess now I'm Chaz Lambo.
I like
it. But it seems like I need to change my profession because currently don't have one that supports that name. What are my options? I could become a private detective?
A day trader that you actually hire other people to day trade your money for you.
A hedge fund manager?
Yeah, possibly. Right?
Overall douchebag?
Flamethrower salesperson? Yeah.
Sexual harasser?
All right.
All these things sound right.
Okay, so we got some options coming in for the hashtag. Travis has a bunch of them. Huggasm is one. Dan Lembo, Chaz Lembo, hashtag Ghost Pepper Danny are all on the board.
I like Huggasm.
Huggasm?
Oh,
okay.
Jinx, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Yomi, a Snickers bar, and a Coca-Cola classic.
Okay.
Get the microchip.
Me. Get the microchip ready.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, Danny, we'll just go to Wisconsin and murder somebody, drag their corpse to their place of work.
We don't have to murder them. Mm-hmm. Murdering is not like something you have to do. You could just knock
chop
them out.
Off.
Choke them out. Chop their arm off.
Yeah, fake
I don't know
a
why
chainsaw prank. Go knock them out. Take them to the vending machine.
Because I think it sounds funnier to have to drag a dead corpse by the arm. Everywhere you want to buy stuff from vending machines.
I guarantee you we could probably just pay the guy, and he would gladly do it.
Well, why would
us.
We pay the guy? That's the whole point. We want free snacks.
Oh, I just want to see the chip at work. The snacks are like secondary to what I want.
Yeah, okay. Well, I feel like maybe your lost love for snacks is really shocking and surprising to me because you were always the snack guy.
In order to see your plan through, you need to see this chip technology come to New Hampshire, the pregnancy loophole, then you can have get Rachel pregnant, you could get her to murder somebody, then you can take that guy to open it up and you'll be in the clear.
Okay. And you'll help me with this?
I'll drive you there.
Okay.
To New Hampshire? Okay, that's probably the biggest part of it anyways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
For a bag of chips.
There's even within that there's different levels of orgasm. So
like a way
how we just did was a very low-level orgasm. It's an orgasm, and it's still just about as good as most people's sex.
Okay.
Wow.
You keep telling yourself that, buddy.
Yeah, how do you know? How do you know when you've never had sex?
You think that Melanie is just stringing Scott along? That you think she's got another guy on the side?
Along.
Yeah, and that she's really, that Scott's not her real boyfriend. That's just like, he's just the guy that go along with is like, okay, well, we're just going to have tantric hugging sex.
Yeah. We're maybe girlfriend to boyfriend.
It's a better Chinese level, women could, right.
Chinese women should develop the whole fake hug orgasm to get rid of these people.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they won't need a
blow torch.
And then
when Scott catches Melanie cheating, she goes, well, it's not like what we have. It's not the it's not like this level. It's just physical. It's not tantric.
Yeah, so. It's not tantric. It's purely physical.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Scotto is so baller.
All right. Well, this was a very fun News AF today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we did okay. How was my connection?
Connection
better?
Was good. Everything was solid.
Good.
Okay.
My internet was orgasming every time your internet touched it.
Tantric internet that Danny has. Okay.
Tantric internet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great job, everybody. We'll be back next Tuesday on August 1st for the next edition of News AF. It's also my wedding anniversary. Should we do something special?
Ooh. Yes, we should do something special. Should we do a shirts off episode?
Shirts off episode. I think we do that every couple of years. I feel like Labor Day, I think, is the appropriate holiday for that, Tyson.
Okay.
All right. Well, great stuff. Of course, you can join our group AF Facebook group on Facebook. Just come on in. Tell us your stories. Try to keep them. Sometimes we get like the stories like a little too NSFW, like the one about the fidget spinners that goes over a woman's nipple. I had to delete that. I said, "Bill, look, this is NSFW here."
Yeah. So you deleted it?
Yeah, because it was like a video. It was like it's like auto playing. Like, hold on. If it's just the headline, or if you have something, a story that's NSFW, like just you could remove the preview image. We don't need to have the preview.
Yeah,
you
that's
just
right.
Have
the auto play doesn't give you the choice.
Or a lot of people will do. A lot of people will say the article may be NSFW, and it's posted in the first comment of
this
post.
Right. That'd be better. That would be the better way to go. There was another one with like, this is like a phallic cake, and then you're just like watching a guy like ingest a chocolate phallus, but it's like, that's actually cake. You know, we could just get the link to something like that.
Delicious?
We don't need the preview. I mean, sure. I mean, I think if you had it with a knife and a fork, I think that's fine.
That's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm right there.
Sure. Okay. Ben is saying, I like how Rob is saying this after a risque episode. But again, this isn't going to autoplay for you. So you're sort of like, you're opting
in.
You made
the decision.
You have to
give people the choice is what we're
saying.
You
made this decision, Ben.
Right. Right. Okay. So, great job. Big props to News AF intern Lita and, of course, Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. You can follow Danny on social media at Danny Bryson. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. Tyson, do you have anything you want to plug or anything?
Yes. I'm writing a children's book.
Oh, you are? For real? What's it about?
That's top secret.
Okay. All right, Danny, you have any drone videos or anything you want people to check out?
I actually was filming. We have a holiday here called the 24th that celebrates the pioneers coming to Utah.
And
last night I took
the Indian.
Yeah, well, last night I took my drone out up into the air while they were doing fireworks, and very nearly had it blown out of the sky.
Really?
It got way too close.
Was it awesome? Did it make it awesome
was.
Video?
It looks pretty cool, but I mean, I was very, very concerned for it. I brought it down immediately.
Okay.
So,
exciting
stuff.
All right, that
used to be a risk taker, Danny.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well,
not anymore.
Can't wait to see the video, Danny.
Okay, just for you. Maybe it'll be my wedding gift.
Well, okay.
Anniversary gift.
Okay. I love it. All right. Thanks, everybody, so much. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.